Next text message. Guess who? Kathy Bacon.
Yes.
Guys, so my first understanding of Friday at Fatty's is the grocery bill is split between the guests.
Oh, well, Adam could pay for it. Adam would just pay for the grocery bill.
I could, but he doesn't charge guests who aren't his regulars. Oh. So if you don't plan this and give him advance notice, he may not have enough rations.
Oh.
But also, if you tell him in advance and he buys enough provisions, the division on those provisions is passed on to the regulars. The math says if you're not charged, the grocery bill is actually paid by the other guests.
Ah, wow.
How many fattyisms are on that bag of air? I didn't get that. Oh, does she mean everything she said right before that?
Yes, yes.
I'm just catching up on Geeky Gay, and I was trying to listen live to him and Joe, but Joe's audio was difficult on pride48.com, so I bailed. I like Joe.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes. Oh. Oh. Ah. Wow.
I didn't get that.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4717 of the BFO for Monday the 9th of March 2026, y'all. Coming up on today. Say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Then I'm going to try to catch up on some things like voice letters and so-so questions and who knows. Belvedere's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you Belvedere's today because, y'all, I learned something this weekend, and it was from that Mac and Flo writer. Y'all, by the way, he was mentioned. He was mentioned on the Ruination the Early Years episode this past Saturday. And y'all, he was saying something about I think he was referring to Mr. Belvedere, I don't know where this came from. It came from the Urban Dictionary, whatever that is. And y'all, the definition for Belvedere is to sit on one's testicles, presumably by accident. And evidently, the actor who played Mr. Belvedere on the show once sat on his testicles at a staged script reading and yelled so loudly from the pain that the fluorescent lighting shook. And y'all, the key word there is presumably by accident, because, you know, there are some, I won't mention any names, Big Fatty, I will, who maybe enjoy anyway, and y'all, since we're on the topic of testicles, y'all, patron saint of the BFO, you know, that's Mr. Tim Kumal, y'all, he sent me this, y'all, I couldn't believe it.
Baby, fetch the doctor. I need some medical care. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Call the ambulance right now. I have some trouble down there. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. I zipped up way too fast. Oh, this pain is gonna last. I got my balls stuck in my zipper.
He's got his balls.
I got my balls stuck in my zipper. Why did this happen to me? I'm half the man I used to be. I promise I wasn't being bad, but this is the worst pain I ever had. It's putting me through its paces, like getting it from a girl with braces. I zipped up way too fast. Oh, this pain is gonna last. I got my balls stuck in my zipper.
He's got his balls.
I got my balls stuck in my zipper.
He's got his balls.
To me, I'm half the man I used to be. I can't believe this happened. It's way too much to bear. I don't know how I'm gonna get my balls out of there. My testicles are a permanent part of my pants. I guess I to me. I'm half the man I used to be.
Y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show. Y'all, I think I mentioned what we were having for Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, we had grilled boneless marinated pork chops and green beans and two kinds of cone, you know, the buttered cone that you get in the freezer section. And y'all, then I had some little small little cobettes that had Mexican street cone seasoning on them. I thawed them out and put them in a basket, and I grilled them also, so they got a little bit of char on them and everything. And we had a deconstructed wedge solid. And then for dessert, we had coconut cake. Y'all, that coconut cake was so good. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, half of it's still here. Big Fatty, not for long. And but Granny and Durwood and the Nip were all here. And, you know, we had to share some stories about the trip to Lost Wages with Granny. And everybody seemed to be in a good mood. And anyway, everybody, we ate and sat around and talked and laughed and everything. And then everybody left. And I always tell Granny and Durwood, you know, send me a message when you get home. So I know that they made it home safely. And y'all, didn't hear from it. All of a sudden, my phone rang. Normally, I get a testimonium from Granny, and it's Durwood. But y'all, before I could answer it, he had hung up. And y'all, then another phone was ringing. Y'all, Granny had left his cellular telephonic device sitting on the coffee table. And so I called Durwood back, and he said, Granny will come get it in the morning. Well, y'all, come Saturday. Y'all, by the way, the weather, y'all, it's we're in that odd time where it doesn't really get terribly cool at night. It's in the mid-60s right now in the evenings, and I got the windows open and the fan going. And but sometimes you toss and turn a little bit. Anyway, y'all, it's been in the 80s, high 70s, low 80s, throughout the weekend. Got a message on Saturday morning after I had had my brofkas, read the paper, did my puzzles, And it was Durwood saying, Granny's on his way. I said, I'll lock the door. And y'all, I waited. And y'all, Granny is not known for his sense of direction. And I don't know what should have taken 20 minutes. Y'all, it was at least 45 minutes before Granny got here. Y'all, there was a foot race going on the route that Granny would normally take. And y'all, he got all turned around. Y'all, the fact that he got here all together is something of a feat. Anyway, he got here, and I gave him his phone, and he was off, and I told him how to get out of here without having to deal with that, and y'all, then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, I've only been doing Fat Acres while I'm getting my confidence back on the foot. It's not hurting at all. Veda had to sent me a message on a foot, right? Dude, do I need to take you to get an x-ray? I said, no, it's not hurting at all. It's just, I'm just, you know, y'all, you know, once you fall off the bike, yeah, you get back up on it, but you're a little more careful when you get back up on it. So that's what it was, y'all. And so I did Fat Acres, and I did a little more walking inside the villa. And y'all watch the Hatlanta Braves in their spring training sports ball. And that's always, you know, Big Fatty loves the Hatlanta Braves. And y'all then that evening and that later on in the afternoon, y'all, I kind of caught up on some shows on the TV machine, The Extracted. And what else did I catch up on? The Shark Tank, and there was something else. Oh, and I watched the first episode of the second season of that Matlock. You know, that's that woman attorney. And because y'all, if I had seen it, I had forgotten about it. But I somehow didn't have episode one in my on my TiVo. So anyway, I caught up on that, y'all, and then. Saturday evening, my neighbors were out in their backyard. They had the fire pit going, and I went out and chatted with them. Y'all, I hadn't seen much of them in the past month, and so we caught up a little bit. And then they were getting ready to cook a steak on the grill, and I said, "Well, I'm gonna go take the go to bed pills. Thank you for calling." And so that's what I did. Slept like a baby. And y'all, of course, the time changed. I had to move forward the clocks. Y'all, the pain, as Dr. Smith would say. And so I woke up about 7:30 a.m. in the morning, still a little dark outside. And anyway, I've been piddling around the villa here. Y'all, what did I do? I did my nipple walking, and I came back and got my share. And y'all, then I put my feet up for a little bit, played a little Candy Crush. And y'all, I have just finished recording the LFC with Veda. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I see y'all got a gas report from that Moose P. You know, he's up there in the North Kakalaki. Y'all, evidently, he spent the whole weekend out in the garden. He says that last week, or the first week, the first week was last week. First week in March, he paid $2.99 a gallon for gas, and this week, $3.39. Y'all, that's 40-cent jump. So, anyway, y'all, before I go any further, I just wanted to report that, you know, Alex Evans' husband, Brandon, you know, he had the the surgery, the liver replacement surgery, and y'all, he had a little bit of a setback, and I don't know if he was. I think he was back in El Hospitalo, which we all know is a Mexican for El Hospitalo. But I think he was supposed to be getting out again this weekend. So y'all keep him in your thoughts, if you will. And y'all also heard, that John in Vermont, Sunday was his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all got a note from the Haunt Cub saying that, he had saw somewhere on the social medias, that John had been in the, El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for El Hospitalo, with breathing problems. So, Big Fatty, had you passed gas near him? No, it was not that kind of breathing problem. But so keep him in your thoughts too. And y'all, just before I went on the air, I saw on the blue butterfly that Bjorn used to be the Tejas State Fair fried food correspondent. For the BFO, but y'all, he's out there now. I believe he's in the San Francisco. And y'all, he posted that his kitty cat, Audrey, had passed away. She had evidently had a full life and all, and was just it was just time, and so she hadn't been eating or drinking in the past few days. So I don't think it came as a surprise, but keep Bjorn in your thoughts as well. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all. Then I had a few things that I wanted to catch you up on. Also, y'all, you know I told you about. About the O we went to see out there in the Lost Wages, and y'all, the turnip head, you know, he speaks the Mexican, and y'all, he sent me an e-letter, and he said the letter O equals E-A-U, so that's how you say O. And E-A-U, the meaning of E-A-U is water. And then he says, chalice de tabernacle. And y'all, I wrote back, I said, I do not speak the Mexican, but if O pronounced E, and E means water, then that makes sense why it's called O. And let's see, it seems like, oh, y'all, and Mrs. La 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 Laura, you know, she's the number one fan of the BFO for this year. Y'all, she sent me a, she sent me a picture show about getting old. And y'all, she sent me a couple of them. Yes, Big Fatty, because you're getting old. And y'all, I'm going to put a link to it up on the www at, I won't wait till noon. It'll be over there when you see this. And y'all, it's cute. It's just cute. And I, oh dear, gussie. And y'all, one last thing. Dr. Stone commented about lion or lamb. You're supposed to notate that at the first day of the month of March. And he says, number three, checking in. It was like 85 degrees in Lemon Grove. Is that lamb or lion? And I told him that it was either a very sweaty lamb or a very calm lion or something like that. I don't know what I said. Fatty, what else is new? Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Daniel Biba, I know that you enjoy hearing about the definition of Belvedere. Any comments about that?
Yes.
Wow.
I didn't get that.
Oh, yes. You just sit right down on them and you just, you know that means water.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yeah! Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.